Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. I am your host with the most. Yes, that's me, Coach Lee. And I'm here giving it to you like I give it to you because I give it to you like I give it to you. You know, each and every way we do this. You know, we talk about women's football. We talk about getting better. We talk about a whole bunch of things here in Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And for those who tuned in last week, I kind of got started on the show and got 35 minutes into the show, and then I had an emergency fire alarm pulled. I had to evacuate about 1,500 people out of the building, even though it was a false alarm. But I was here for an extra hour and a half after that, so hopefully tonight we won't get that here because, again, I'm rocking it live once again. I'm back at you again. Once again, I'm live. That's L-I-V-E, live, here on Blog Talk Radio. Continues, that is. But anyway, hey, we're going to continue this thing out like we did last week. But let's get this show started. You know, we always got to drop our you know, our sponsors and everything here. You know, we got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official football equipment of the Women's Football Camp and Conference, where the good get better. And we got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas, because it's my Adidas, your Adidas, we love Adidas. And you know what, that's just how I do this, and that's how I do that, and we're going to move this on, because we talk about nothing but women's football here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Monday night. I don't care if it's Monday night football jumping off, or college football, or whatever. We're going to be here every Monday from here on out, throughout this year, next year, and every year, as long as the crew here at Blog Talk Radio, WFB, wants us here, because that's what we do. So let's start this off with a deep kick. And it's a deep, deep, deep kick. Why is it deep? Because, again, that's all we talk about is deep stuff here in women's football. And, you know, as a coach, once again, we want to get our opponents stuck deep in their own territory because they're not going to drive down the field on us, and that's the attitude that we have. We don't give up points on the first drive. But anyway, you know what? I'm going to continue. Quarter number one is a continuation of last week's show. For those that were tuned in last week, I was talking about, you know, the stipulations that a lot of teams feel that they have to own a territory or that there can't be more than one team competing in the same same region or even in the same city, the negatives and the positives of a team being there, because they're going to be there anyway, the negatives of them not being in the same league, you know, being that they can't compete against each other because, you know, there's leagues that don't allow teams to play within other leagues. And some say that it's untrue, some say it is true. But, you know, the fact of the matter is it don't happen that often with interaction of many teams from other leagues. And I'm a big advocate of football teams playing football teams. It don't matter what league you're in. We just want the ball. And, again, if I can save money by playing a cross team rival or creating a rival, that's only generating more interest for women's football. Believe me, I know. I talk to the media at least once a week about it, and they always ask me about, is there more teams in the Vegas area that they can talk about outside of the Showgirls? Not that they don't want to talk about the Showgirls. It's just the fact that, you know what, if there's any other, you know, what's the closest team to you that you play? And I got to say L.A., 252 miles away, or Utah, you know, San Diego, you know, and the news media really want to talk about what's going on locally. So if you're not playing locally, then all of a sudden, you know, the news don't want to be riding your coattails. You know, we went 10-2 this year, and we did get our fair coverage of news, and it was great. But finishing up and following up on last week's situation, like I said, a couple of owners have emailed me who had wanting to, say, jump leagues or move from one league to another league and have these stipulations of they can't play because they're in one league and they would decide that they're not happy with it and they want to go elsewhere, and leagues are trying to put a stop on teams jumping. And like I said, I understand from a league's perspective, I want some consistency. You know, if I want consistency as a league, then I should have a 2 to 3 year contract on a team plan, not a year to year. If you only have a year to year, you can't expect a team to stay with you if you're not committed on your end as a league. So there should be some kind of contract drawn up, 2 to 3 years maximum, of a team signing with a league with the optional year after the first year, having a year or two option at the end would definitely be the move. So, again, you know, I understand the situation of league jumping and stuff like that, but it got to be some consistency here. You know, and I think I was talking about last time, as an owner of a team, I'm not going to join a league that's going to tell me what I can and can't do once I fulfill my obligation, be it that the obligation to the league is 8 games, 10 games, or whatever. If it's from April to July, as far as the season is concerned, hey, I follow those rules to a T. But when you're talking about preseason, when you're talking about postseason, when you're talking about offseason, you know, as an owner of a team, as a coach of a team, I feel that I should have every right to do as I please with my team. I think if I reiterate and go back a little bit, I was talking about, you know, how the NWFA with Kathleen Masters, a lot of people didn't like her because she ran, you know, her league, because it was her league and it was her teams. Well, she put her money where her mouth was in the initial startup of the teams. She went out into markets, created a name, created a logo, created a web page, and went out and did tryouts and all the other things, trying to get interest in someone buying the team. And so, yes, she entirely owned the name of that team. If her fee was $35,000, then that's what it was for her franchise fee, was $35,000. And you pay on a broken down or a payment plan or something like that, then, you know, that's set up. So you can just come in and take that team and then move them on to another league, because that wasn't your team unless you paid your $35,000. Hey, that's the property of the NWFA or Kathleen Masters. But in the past, that was with her league. With all the other leagues, teams have jumped leagues or have created leagues or created teams based on the ownership coming up with the name, the location, and all the other stuff, and they're entitled to their name. You can't tell somebody who owns this name what they can and can't do with it just because they choose not to be in bed with you anymore. You know, that's just like me being Dion Lee, going and getting married. And my name is still Dion Lee, and I was married for 10 years. And all of a sudden, I want out 10 years later. My name is still Dion Lee. That's what the government knows me as. So why would my wife at that point in time be able to take my name and say, you can't use that name elsewhere? I don't know. Same thing with intellectual property. When you own the Las Vegas Showgirls and you got a trademark, and that's your logo. Just because I choose to join your league, I have every right to my name to do what I please with that name within reason. And that's the argument out there. Again, a lot of people have contacted me due to the fact that I've been in three leagues. You know, the WPFL, I've been in IWFL, and now WFA. And, you know, people just asking advice, and that's, you know, and it goes back to a shameless plug, but that's what the Women's Football Camp and Conference is all about, so everybody can get together and talk about some of the issues. I know a lot of leagues don't want that to happen because as us as owners get together and we start talking about the good, the bad, the ugly, the more, you know, people start talking about, well, why do we need this and why do we need that, and challenging this person and challenging that person. You know, like I said, if I could be independent, I think I can make more money as a team being independent than I can being a part of a league, because when I'm in a part of a league, I have restrictions. You know, being independent, meaning that, you know, you're like Notre Dame. You'd be like BYU want to be. You know, schedule as you please. Schedule the teams that you want, and still be part of a national championship scenario. But that won't happen because there's no true national championship out there. There's leagues out there, but there is no true national championship formatted playoff system that will bring all the women football teams together. That was the initial process of the alliance situation at first. Not necessarily being a league, but just being an alliance and pulling together the existing three leagues that were out there to do a national playoff scenario. But, of course, that didn't work because nobody wanted to come to the table and talk about that. So, you know, a league was formed because a bunch of teams were not happy with what they were in. And, you know, everybody wants to go to the other side of the fence because the grass seems to be greener on the other side of the fence. So going back to the whole situation of being independent or joining a league. Again, I would love to be independent because I can play who I want to. I can put the Dallas Diamonds. I can put the Chicago Force. I can put the Liberty Bells. I can put the Slam. And I can play the best schedule that I want because it's affordable to me as an owner of a team. You know, that's the type of schedule I'll put together. I wouldn't want to put together schedules where I'm going to be playing against teams that I know I'm going to win, you know, by 40, 50 points. So the bottom line is, you know, we got to get it together and make it happen. So hold on 1 second. So again, the goal is to play the best that you can play. But when you're in the league, you play who you play. And sometimes it hurts teams and sometimes it don't hurt teams. But the bottom line is, you know, can you do what you want to do with your team? And I'm going to say yes, you can do what you want to do with your teams. And all you got to do is fulfill your obligation. And I think that's what a lot of the owners are out there saying, that we fulfilled our obligation. How come we can't run a mini camp? How come we can't have a super camp? How come we can't go to football camps? How come we can't learn outside of outside of the people within our league, you know? Again, everybody feels that they know a lot, but we can't get together and make this thing happen for women's football across the board, you know? So the key that I'm trying to get to is we have to be able to communicate. I would love to have a schedule where I can play the best teams or at some point in time a national championship. You know, and stop ego tripping on what league is the best. You know, and I tell people straight up, there is no best league. You know, the teams make the league. The players make the teams. Without players, there's no teams. Without teams, there's no league. And I'll say that 150,000 times. You know, it's the players that make this women's football game go round and round. So my thing is, given the opportunity for a team to go and play where they want to, should exist. As long as you fulfill your obligation. Your obligation is to your league. That's what it is. You know, it doesn't make sense that I can't play. I just use the LA Amazon, for example, because they will be actually the closest team to me in a preseason game or postseason game or create a rival. Or how come there can't be another team in Las Vegas? You know, there should be another team. There's 2 million people who live in Vegas. There's no way in the world that I'm getting out of those 2 million people, there's probably about 850,000 women that are eligible to play football for me. All I'm trying to do is recruit 50. I'm pretty sure there's another 50 that will want to play, you know. So it all ties in, but it doesn't make any sense that we create this other team and they join another league and we can't play each other. What's the fun of that? There is none. You know, where's the competition at? And you guys hear me scream all the time. You know, football is played on the football field. It ain't played on no chat boards. It ain't played on no fantasy football league. It's played on the football field. If you think you're the best, then you play the best. You know, that's just me. I want to play the best. My first year playing in women's football, I wanted to play the best. At that time, it was the Houston Energy was the best. I put them on my schedule even though I didn't have to because I wanted to see what the best women's football team looked like, you know. It's competition. It's competition. People always ask, and I come on the kneeling board, all the coaches talking smack and not the players. Well, because the coaches want to coach and they want to play the best. That's what they want to do. Owners want to try to make money off this thing. But if you're not getting the tools, if you're not getting the tools, just like the player, if you're not getting the coaching to be the best, you're not going to be the best. And I know I sound like I'm rumbling. I know I sound like I'm rumbling, but you know what? That's what I do here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You know, if you want to call in, you can always dial up 347-826-7278. Once again, 347-826-7278. You can chime in. You can chime on in. You know, it's no big deal. I don't take nothing personal. It's business. It's all business. You know me. I'm all business. So go ahead and call in. If you got anything, you can always go to the Women's Tackle Football Group.deem.com board, and I'm in the chat room right now. If you got a question or anything, hey, drop it. If you don't agree or you disagree or you agree, it don't matter. Drop it. Call in. Do what you got to do. This is the form of the show. This is what this show was all about. It's for you to be able to talk, speak, prepare, put out, put in some knowledge of what's going on. Yeah, I'm a little controversial, but you know what? Without controversial issues, there will be no issues. You know, so, you know, I'm not trying to destroy anything. I'm just trying to make it better. Competition makes it better. You the competition. We the competition. If you're the best team, then let's prove it. That's me. That is I. So, again, I know I'm still rattling around on some things. I'm still rattling around. Hold on one second. So yeah, I'm back here. So, you know, I get upset sometimes when everybody talks all this smack about how good they are. These teams are sorry, you know, especially for my team. My team gets no respect because I'm probably talking on this radio show all the time, and I got all the videos up because it's part of promoting. Just because I promote the team don't mean we're sorry. If you want to talk smack and say we're sorry, then let's play ball. Don't hide behind your acronyms. Do what you got to do to get the game played. But as an owner of a team, it's called marketing and promoting. You have to do it, and a lot of us don't do it. If you go to the websites right now, there's websites that still says April dates, you know, May dates, especially for the teams that didn't make the playoffs, you know. There's a lot of things that got to be done to improve, you know, women's football. And part of that improvement is allowing the teams to play amongst or against each other to, one, help save money, you know. That's the main key. Travel kills any team. Travel kills any league. And if you can't put enough teams in a certain region or area, then you're bound to fail. And like I said, going back to the whole ordeal, teams need to stop being selfish and talk about, well, we own a 100-mile radius. You know, that might sound good in on the East Coast because the cities are a lot closer. But here on the West Coast, like I said, outside of Vegas, if you go 15 miles in either direction, you're outside of Vegas. The next town you hit is another, what, 100 and maybe 140 miles would be Barstow. And Barstow has about 10,000 people. So legitimately, a real team couldn't exist out there, even though they have a Bakersfield, I mean, a Barstow City College out there. Then you got to go to Victorville, which is another 50 miles away from Barstow, which has a large population. And then you have to go, you know, into the Inland Empire, which is about another 40 miles. You know, so it depends. Can a team be anywhere? Yes, they can. But for a city that has over 200, 300,000 people, there should be more than one team there. I'm sorry. It should be. And again, you can't let the acronym separate the teams that are there. The whole purpose is for the teams to create, because the teams are going to be there anyway. And this is my whole argument. People always want to say, well, we don't want this team in our league because we're here. Well, guess what? The other teams are going to be there anyway. The best thing that you can do is invite the team that's existing into your league so that you can create the rivalry. You know, I've talked about college football where you got USC and UCLA 20 minutes apart. You got Stanford and Cal Berkeley 20 minutes apart. You got Oregon, Oregon State. You got Arizona State. I'm just talking about Pac-10. You know, and that goes across the country. What are the biggest games? Your interstate rival. What about your inner city? Because, again, women's football is not big enough to have interstate, you know, rivals because we don't travel enough people. I mean, I have a decent crowd, but guess what? When we go to L.A., I might have 25, 30 people that might show up to the game from them. You know, but if I had a team in Vegas that I'm averaging 300 to 400 people a game, maybe 500, who knows, and this other team is averaging another 300, 400, 500 people per game, who knows. But when we play each other at each other's homes, now I got my normal 400 people. They got their 400 people. Now we got 800 people to the game. It makes sense, doesn't it? Bodies and booties in the seat makes dollars and cents. But for some of us that are owners of teams, we can't see that. And again, the team is going to exist anyway, with or without you, being in your league or not in your league. So, you know what, you might as well just reach your arms out and hug and say, okay, well, you guys are going to exist. We're going to wind up, let's make the most out of this thing. Well, most people are talking about, well, they're going to recruit against me. They're going to recruit. Yes, they are, if they're not in your league. But if you got league restrictions, you know, some ideas of something real simple, just this simple real quick, hear me out, because everybody's scared of people recruiting players. So say today a new team popped up in Vegas, and they're in the same league as I am. I can say, look, these are my players. They have until September 15th to commit to either me or you. Once they sign with one team or the other, then we're treated like college. You can't transfer to the other team just because you don't like the coaches, or you're not starting over here or starting over there, or it ain't what you thought it was going to be. Then you can't play from 1 year to that from that point, if you want to create that rule of so people aren't stealing players from your team. Then you say, well, coach, ain't you saying that? What about the league? The league's saying the same thing. You can't play for 1 year once you sign with the league. Well, that's a little bit different. You know, how's it? The thing is, you're not allowing the team to participate, not just one person. You know, you're still talking about jumping from league to league, but you know what? If we weren't in the same league, there is no restriction. The player can play on this team and play for that team. It's up to the organization to say yes or no. But those are some simple things that you can do to cause players from not jumping teams. Same thing with jumping leagues. You put them under contract for 2 or 3 years. You know, if a league is not happy with a team and decide to let them go, then they're free agents. They should be able to play. Same thing with the team. If I have a player on my team that just didn't make the cut, okay, she should be able to go play for somebody else if she chooses to. Just because she signed don't mean she's stuck with me. But now she make my team and it ain't going her way, then, you know, she got to uphold the rule. You know, and what I'm hearing is a lot of teams have fulfilled their obligations and aren't able to move forward.
But then there's a lot of teams out there that haven't fulfilled their obligation. There's teams that have quit in the middle of the season and showing up on some other league board. Now, that doesn't make no sense. I told you, I'm 100% behind that. A team should fulfill their obligation before they're able to move on. If a team owes another league money and decides to leave, then the league that they join should not accept them in. But see, we don't have the league heads talking and working with each other like that. That's how you stop all this stuff. It's called communication. But when you hate each other so much that you won't even talk to each other and find out what took place for this team to go to leaving your league to the other league, just like if I'm an owner or a coach of a team and the player comes to me from another team, you know, well, it'd be easy for me now because she had to move from somewhere to play for me. So she moved from L.A. to Vegas. She moved here, you know. I don't care why she left the other team, but it's obvious she lives in Vegas now. But, you know, when people ain't talking to each other and even coming to the table or hearing it from the horse's mouth, it just doesn't make any sense. So, again, if another team wanted to start, I don't care because guess what? They're going to start anyway, with my approval or without my approval. But, we got a lot of people out there who feel that they bought into this system that they own a 50-mile radius of their home or 100-mile radius or 200-mile radius, and you don't. The reality is anybody who got money can start a team anywhere and can offer a better product than you can. And you'll wind up on your face because you thought you had, you know, 30 women on your team that were loyal and were going to come back and find out that 17 of them are leaving your team because, you know, they don't like this or they think they can do it better or they can find better coaches or the owners or whatever. It's always going to be an excuse. You're not going to stop a team from starting. All you're going to do is stop a team from playing your team. And see, I'm open-minded. You want to start a team? Fine. Because when we get on the football field, I'm going to kick your ass anyway. That's just my attitude anyway. You know, I have several players on my team that have left who feel they can do it better, and it's taken them 2.5 years to try to start a team, and they ain't been able to do it because they don't know what it takes to start a team as far as the money is concerned, as far as the recruiting is concerned. Matter of fact, I'm recruiting even harder now that there is another team out there because I'm not sitting on my butt thinking that I'm the only team in town like a lot of teams do. And they can't play for nobody else but me anyway, so why do I need to recruit them? That's a bad attitude to have towards recruiting for your own team. I've got more aggressive in recruiting the last year and a half than I've ever, well, no, I can't say ever, since the first year that I started. The first year I recruited my ass off to put a good team together. 2 years, kind of, I'm the only game in town, so where else they going to play? But last year and a half, oh, man, and it's reflected in our record because I'm out there recruiting athletes. I'm not out there just recruiting bodies. A lot of teams go out there and recruit bodies. Can't do that. You got to go recruit some athletes. You know, I don't care what sport they play. You need athletes to play women's football nowadays. It's not to the point where you can just, you know, get women that just put them out there. That ain't happening. But, you know, like I said, there's a whole bunch of things that ties into this whole the football team get started and all this other stuff. Hey, the more the merrier to me. The more teams I have closer to me, the better. I don't care what the quality of the teams are. As long as they can suit up 11 on 11, let's get it going. Let's get it on. Because that's going to help me in my budget. And I talk about that in my other shows. The budget, the travel budget is what kills every team out there. I don't care who you are. There's not a team out there that's showing in the black to have travel. The further you go in the playoffs, the more in a hole you get. It's proven. There's teams out there that won championships that are in a hole, deep, deep, deep in a hole, you know, that might not even come back next year or the year after or whatever. That's happened before as well. You know, people putting their lives out there to put this game. But if you take it as a hobby instead of a business, then you're bound to fail. You're bound to fail. Again, those are some of the things that we talk about the Women's Football Camp and Conference. And, you know, even going on that, there's some aspects of the Camp and Conference that we might eliminate because people aren't taking advantage of it, be it that the owners. Owners don't want to hear nobody tell them about how to make money. Owners don't want to tell them about how to get butts in the seats or do marketing plans or stuff like that because they think they know it all. You don't. I don't. That's why the group that put this on put it together because we don't know it all. Same thing as a coach. I don't know it all as a coach. I'm a good coach.
But there's always somebody out there that know more than you do. It's the fact of can you get them in to your territory so that you can start talking to them and share the wealth and information that they got. But we're not taking advantage of that. You got football players who think they know it all. That's played 2 years of football and think they know how to play football when you don't. I've been around football for 40 years, and there's still things I learn every day. This old dog can learn new tricks. You can too. Don't think that you know it all. Don't think that you're the best. Once you do that, you relax, and that's why you haven't won a championship. That's why you haven't done this and done that, because you think you're the best. No, if you think you're the best, then you got to prepare like the best and be prepared at all times, from being the best organization, being the best coaching staff, to being the best players. You just can't show up to game and have in practice and think it's going to work. No, ain't happening. Ain't happening. Good example of that would be All-Star games. We had the best players in the league get together, and we couldn't execute. Why? Because we didn't have enough practice time. We practiced for 2 hours. 2 hours to try to execute. And it didn't happen. Well, it did happen as the game went on, as we got familiar with each other, what each person can do, you know, and had a comfortability level for everybody. But that's a good example of how football is, bringing together the best of the best, and you still don't get it done, you know, to the best of your ability. But the fact is, you know, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. You can't have no tryouts in January. I'm looking at websites talking about tryouts in January. If you're trying out in January, you're setting yourself up to fail already. I've seen some teams who started back in July. Hey, that's a good start, you know. Yes, should you take time off? Yes, everyone has a busy schedule. Everybody has things they need to do. They definitely have things they need to do. But you got to start prepping and preparing for 2011 now. You got to prepare for 2011 now. You know, if you're not doing it this month, next month, or even October, you're on the late freight. You are on the late freight if your team ain't getting it together now. I know there's teams that are getting together meeting. You know, there's teams that are meeting up because they want to jump, you know, go from one league to another league. That's fine. You know, as long as you're preparing and getting yourself together, then that's what you're supposed to be doing. As an owner, you got to put yourself in the best situation possible. Would I join a league that only has a few teams in my region and I got to, you know, travel, you know, day and night to get there to the other games? No, because I don't have enough money to do that. Don't have enough money to do that. So, again, owners, you got to start doing your homework. Do what's best for your team. Do what's best for your team. Competition-wise, the level of competition is three levels of competition out there. There's teams that got their stuff together that work, you know, 365 days a year. You can tell what teams those are because those are your playoff teams, your championship teams. Then you got those who are like your 500 teams, and you know 5-3, you know, 4-4, you know. Stuff like that. Those are teams that start late, on late freight. They just happy to be they putting a team together. And then you got the teams that, you know, just ain't winning. And it ain't all because they're not winning is why they're that bad. It's the fact that, you know, some are young teams. Some teams just don't understand, you know, coaching football. You know, I've had some teams, you know, crying the blues because, you know, they're working hard. Well, you're supposed to work hard. Or they're running a lot. You're supposed to run a lot. Or we're hitting a lot. You're supposed to hit a lot. You know, you have to put in the work to get the results. It's a commitment. It's a commitment. I know, I mean, we're having a meeting next week, and I'm telling the girls right off the bat, it's a year-long commitment. If you ain't willing to put in a year commitment time in this, then it's not for you. If you're playing football, it is a commitment, and you got to fulfill that commitment and be there. If it's 2 days a week of practice, 1 day, 3 days, you got to put it in. If you got to go to the gym to lift weights, you got to put it in. If you got to get out and play some 7-on-7 at about half, you guys don't even know what 7-on-7 is, passing league tournaments, you know, stuff like that. You got to get involved in those things. You got to find different levels of competition. You got to improve your passing game. You got to improve your catching game.
You got to improve your blocking. You know, I'm ranting and raving, but that's what I do here at 4 Quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday night, you know. I can do this. I can talk all day about football because I live it, I eat it. This is what I do. Like I said, I've been around football for 40 years. I'm a son of a coach. I've been coached by the best, by Hall of Fame coaches. Willie Brown from the Raiders. George Allen of the Washington Redskins and the Los Angeles Rams. Just to name a few. I've played with a lot of NFL players that have been on part of my teams, that have doubted themselves of even making an NFL team. And now are possible being Hall of Famers. My buddy Terrell Davis. We wrote each other while he was a rookie in Kent. He's like, I'm about to quit football, Philly. It ain't for me. You know? And just got lucky, made a big tackle. You guys watch NFL Network and you see the commercial. Went down and just knocked somebody out on the kickoff team with a six-string running back. And by the first game of the season with a starter, would have been rookie of the year if he didn't hurt his knee. And Curtis Martin got it. Then he wound up taking Denver to two Super Bowls, rushing for 2,000 yards because it took hard work to get there. He was just an average Joe. You're just an average Jane. You're just an average Joe coach out there. You're just an average Jane Joe owner of a team. Talking about you own a team, but you don't really own anything. You're not making no money. You're not putting no money in these women's pockets. You ain't putting no booties in nobody in the seats. What are you doing to get better? And I sort of reverse that to the leagues. Leagues, come on, step your game up. Nobody knows the acronym to any of the leagues. There's no national commercial. There's no money being put out from the leagues to promote on a national level. There's no TV contracts being talked about. We're talking about internet TV. You know, I just finished talking to my buddy with the Lingerie Football League. They just cut a deal with MTV, too. I was at the Lingerie football tryout here in Vegas. I had three players tried out for the team. One player got cut because she caught every ball. And she kept looking at me like, Coach, why they cut me? I caught everything. You ain't got the look. You ain't got the fit. They're looking for looks, not athletic ability necessarily. They're looking for athletes, but you got to have a certain look because they define themselves as a league and what they're looking for. They know their market, 18, 35-year-old male adults. We haven't defined ourselves yet. Going 11, 12, 13 years doing this business of women's football, and we still have not defined ourselves. So, again, it takes more than just, say, I run a league or I own a league or I own a team or I play football or whatever to make this happen. The reality is it takes each and every one of us to get better at what we do. I'm calling everybody out. I'm calling everybody. I don't care if you're a championship team. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out if you're an all-star player. I'm calling you out. If you're a bench warmer, I'm calling you out. If you're a coach, I'm calling you out. If you're a referee, I'm calling you out. What are you going to do this year to make this game better? What are you doing on these social networking sites to make people aware of the teams? You know, it's the same old thing. I've been doing this show for a year and a half now, and I've seen some parts step their game up, but then, like I said, the product is getting better. It's getting better, and you know, I know the ladies that have participated in the Women's Football Campus Conference have gone back and have become all-star players. Am I saying it because of the Women's Football Campus Conference? I could say partly yes, because if they didn't learn anything, they at least got the motivation to learn once they got back to their teams. You know, so yes, it has some part into it. But the will and the want to get out there and get better is what we strive for in the Women's Football Campus Conference as an owner. As a player, as a league, you know, Have league representation been there? No. It's all hearsay. Well, I think that it's going to be about this. All they do is talk about this league. And that, no, it talks about women's football in general. You know, each and every one of you board members could be here and learning something. You can also share ideas of how to promote. What the teams, you know, what are you doing to get your stand school? I mean, it's a lot of things. But you know what? Nobody wants to come together. Nobody wants to make a forum out of it and say, let's talk about it. Let's stop talking about each other and let's see what we have similar. The similar thing that we have is we play football. The rules are just a little bit different, but the basic product is the same. We're targeting the same market. We have the same style of players, you know. We just do. But we can't get together to promote and to say, do we have to join forces? No. Do we got to walk hand in hand? No. The fact is we just need to work together and pushing the sport forward instead of pulling it back, you know. People laugh at me when I run the knee board because they think it's one-sided, one way. You guys know me. I'm the horse's mouth right here. You can ask me any question, any time, any place, whatever you want to do. I just give it to you straight. I tell you if I like it or don't like it. Do it make sense or don't make sense? It don't matter. I bash WFA, I bash IWFL, I bash WSFL, and I also congratulate all of them as well. You know, it's the love of the competition. Yes, I want to win. Yes, I want to be the best. But in order to do that, I need competition that's going to be at my level that's going to make me push to be the best. That's going to make me push to be the better team, the better football player, the better coach. But again, you got to see a lot of people that talk the talk, but don't walk it. I've had many people who want to be part of the Women's Football Camp and Conference who I've had names on the billboard saying they're going to be there, and they don't show up. You know, I get tired of that. You know, you're only worth your word. If you're going to be there, be there. If you're not going to be there, then don't volunteer or offer to be there. All you do is make yourself look bad, you make me look bad, and I hate looking bad. You know, I want to do everything that I can. Yes, ma'am. No. Yeah, he's in the which home? In the game room. Yeah, in AB. They got that workshop going on right now. Alrighty. Sorry about that. Like I said, I'm doing the show live. I'm at work. I'm squeezing y'all in. If you want to call in, you can always call in at 347-826-7278. Just hit 1 and pound and booyah, you on with Coach Lee. You know what? I didn't even go through my normal format of quarter number 1, quarter number 2, quarter number 3, quarter number 4. I'm just finishing up on what's going on, what's happening. You guys finished up? No problem. I got you. So, again, if you guys want to call in, you can call in at 347-826-7278. I'm here doing this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, we're talking about women's football. We're talking about what's going down, what's going on. If you got any questions about should a team be able to start up in your city or your cons or your pros or whatever, hey, call on in, 347-826-7278. Again, a lot of us talk off the air, but nobody want to put themselves out there. You know, they go onto the Women's Tackle Football Group.com board and read all the stuff and don't have any comment, you know, be it for or against. We cannot move forward if we have no dialogue. I don't know what you're thinking if you're not willing to put it out there. I don't know if you got any good ideas if you ain't willing to say it. You know, I don't know if they're dumb ideas. I kind of think there's no such thing as a dumb idea. These ideas either work or they don't work. But that's what women's football need to do. That's where we need to go. I know I'm doing my part. I know BJ's doing her part, and I know there's a few others out there that are doing their part. But it can't be from just 3, 4, 5 of us. It got to be from all 4,000 of us that are doing this thing. Yeah, what'd you bring me? Snickers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got staff that want to leave me, but they got to bring me something back. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind you take off and do a break. But bring boss man something back, you know what I'm saying? You're on the clock, and you get to go and do what you got to do. But, you know, bring your Snickers back. I ain't trying to break it. But anyway, like I said, some of you guys don't listen to me. You ain't got to. It doesn't matter. I'm going to voice my opinion, and it's going to be out there. And like I said, you have the opportunity to rebuttal and tell me that I'm wrong, or at least enlighten me on the situations. You know, but I do get a lot of phone calls. People call me directly on my phone, 702-764-8878, and, you know, we talk for hours. I don't care what league you're in. I don't care what team you're with. I'm going to give you the best advice. I'm not going to tell you to leave a team just because you're not happy. That's dumb. I wouldn't say that. But if there's some real problems, you know, and you're thinking about starting a team, I'll tell you how it is and how to start one. That's no big deal. You know, that's my position with the WFA. If you call me, I'll tell you how to start a team. You know, now it's up to you to where you go with it. You know, and like I said, I give you the benefits, the perks, and the benefits of being a part of, you know, from my experience. But you'll never hear me bash any league. If the leagues are here, and they all have positives, trust me, they all have positives, but they also have negatives too. But I'm not gonna let my negatives affect you. I'm just gonna tell you what I know, and what took place, and all that other good stuff. It's up to you to take that information and go back and read it and research it and then make your own decisions. I'm not going to tie your hand behind your back and say this league is better than that league. No, I'm just going to tell you the facts. This one offers this, this one offers that.
A remover?
No. Up at the front desk. Yeah, definitely at the front desk. So with that, I don't know what time it is. I think I got about how much time I got left? Oh, I got about 13 minutes left. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of media stuff going on here. I got a gang seminar workshop I got going on in here. And I got like 20 news. Well, I ain't going to say 20. I got 8 news medias here. So I had to step out of my office. So now they want me to interview me for putting on this event. But I'm telling them to hold on to after 8 o'clock because I want to talk to my women football folks because that's how I do it. The bottom line is this. Teams are going to exist no matter what. Teams are going to start from other teams no matter what because we're just human. We all feel we can do it better than the next person. We all feel that way. Okay? So they're going to exist. As a matter, can you play off of that and make it exist where both teams benefit? You know, I always hear this. This is the number one reason why people tell me that they don't want teams in their general area. Because they're going to take the sponsors that I have. And that's not true. You got the sponsors that you have because you went out and got those sponsors. Okay? You went out and got those sponsors. And I'll say 80% of those sponsors came because of the women on your football team went out and got those sponsors because they're all local sponsors. All right? Now, somebody across town, they're going to get other local sponsors in their area, on their side of town. You know, it's not like it's Nike coming in here saying, you know what, I want to be exclusively the Las Vegas Showgirls sponsor. And then all of a sudden, they're my sponsor, and then another team comes about, and then they go knocking on Nike's door or Adidas' door. You know, it's the relationships that you build. But if another team exists, again, they're going to be there with or without you. So if the showgirls showed up next week and only 6 girls showed up from my last year's team and the other ones went to go start another team, I was like, okay, cool. Well, I got 42 other girls that I've been out recruiting for the last 6.5 weeks that I'll make into my team. And when we get on the football field, I will kick the other team's butt because I'm going to coach my girls up. Because I know that I'm going to be coaching up my girls. Will I be mad? Yeah, I would have been mad. I'd be mad. But they're not on my team anyway, so why would I stop them from playing football? They're not on my team. So, again, the point is, stop hogging your so-called region or your so-called city. If another team is going to start and get going, let it be. You can't do nothing about it. especially if they're in two separate leagues. That's the reality. You can't put no restrictions, no control. But if you got two teams in the same city and the league is regulating what can take place and what can't take place and monitoring what's going on, it just makes it that much simpler. Again, if I wanted to go to L.A. and start a team, I could, because that's where I'm from. Who's going to stop me from starting a team? Nobody. Now it's just a matter of, you know, who are we going to play? There's a WFA team out in L.A. There's a couple IWFL teams in L.A. But I'm from there. I know I can find 60 women in L.A. to play football because they email me all the time, and I promote and tell them here's the three teams that are out there already. But what I'm getting at is, wouldn't that make it more of a rival? And that's what you guys got to see. You got to see the rivalry between two teams that are close together. My example again was, if I got 400 people coming to my game and you got 400 people coming to your game and we only 15, 20, 30, maybe an hour away, you know, it can be packed. But I can give you examples where that doesn't happen. I can use the LA Amazons in the Quake in the same general market. And I haven't seen no full fans, stands at those games, because in reality, we really don't even have a real true fan base. None of the teams got a true fan base. We got the loyal 30 to 60 fans that come to our game because of association with the players on our team. But how many fans do you have that come to the game that are just fans of football and not friends of the football players? That's when you know you're doing something. Have you taken the survey to find out who the fans are and who's there because they know a player? You don't know that because you haven't done no research. You don't have nobody doing that type of stuff. You know, I will say that 30% of my crowd, because I do the survey, are fans of football. So for every 100 fans that are there, 30 are there because they're fans of football. So if we average 400 fans to a game, I know that 120 fans are true football fans that me as an owner have gone out and marketed to radio-wise, newspaper-wise, magazine-wise, or whatever, and got them there. Because 70% of my fans... You guys gone? All righty, I see you guys. All righty. And, I'm trying to avoid these folks, but I can't. I'm even outside. But the fact is, as an owner of a team, I know what's working and what's not working marketing-wise. But when 70% of my fans are there because of the football players, then that's a different story. So we should be able to know these things. And like I said, I could talk about different topics every night, but I was just trying to finish it up from last week's show. Again, you know, people knew what I was talking about. Nobody wanted to call in. That's all good. That's all gravy because, you know what, we can't get along. We can't move on until we talk these things out and see if it makes sense. I don't know if it even makes sense because I ain't got nobody to rebuttal against. Why wouldn't you want another team in your city? You know, what's your reasoning behind it? You know, like I said, I can talk about all the positive things about it because, you know, that's all I see out of it is positive out of it. Stop looking at every situation as a negative situation. You got to see the positivity in all the things that we do. And that's what we're working on. So I am about to shut down this show, BJ.
What are you talking
about? About to shut down the show. If nobody's calling in, I'm all good. I got to close up some things. Got some money issues I got to deal with prior to 8 o'clock. And it's about 5 minutes till. So if you don't mind, BJ, hit the music, baby. I am ready to get out of here. So, again, you know, this is Coach Lee. I'm rocking four quarters every Monday night, talking about women's football, talking about every topic, every subject. You can call in anytime you want, 347-826-7278. I don't care what your position is. You can be a bench warmer, a superstar, a quarterback, head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, or just a volunteer coach. You can be the manager. You can be the
the owner. You can be the marketing director. I got your back. I got the top. You know what I'm saying? You can be from the league head all you want. You can be the league CEO. You can be the league director. That's what this show is all about. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Feel me? Make it happen. All right, this is Coach Lee. I'll see you guys next Monday, and I'm out of here.
Peace.
Known as fair square throughout my years.